The International Committee of the Red Cross says the killings of several aid workers this year has put humanitarian operations at risk. Red Cross spokesman Marcel Aizad tells VOA the killers of three murdered members of the Sri Lankan Red Cross and Red Crescent movement still have not been found.
What we still ask the Sri Lankan government is to go behind those killings and that the police finds out who is behind it. Because definitely for humanitarian aid, we need safety. We need safety to be able to deliver the aid which is urgently needed to the displaced people in the north and in the east.
One aid worker was abducted December 14th by unidentified gunmen in the northern Tamil city of Jaffna. His body was found 2 days later. On June 1st, two Red Cross staff members were murdered in the capital, Colombo. Besides these tragedies, Aizard says people continue to flee their homes to escape the constant flare-up of fighting between government forces and Tamil Tiger rebels. He says the Red Cross is particularly troubled by allegations of attacks against civilians, disappearances, and child recruitment. He says nearly 50,000 newly displaced people are living under difficult conditions in the Tamil districts of Batacaloa and Trincomalee.
These people, they recently displaced. Normally they try to settle in public buildings, which is temples or schools, or many of them have relatives, so they squat inside the house of other people, and they have to share a very narrow space to live. And some other people who have nothing, and they will get a tent or like a tarpaulin plastic sheet. And those people are obviously the worst affected because we have now the monsoon rain.
Aizard says both Batacaloa and Trincomalee are flooded, and the plastic sheeting people receive is the only protection they have against the wind and rain. He says the displaced have lost all their belongings, so the Red Cross is providing them with essential items. ICRC delegates also carry out regular visits to people detained by the government. During the past 2 months, Aizard says delegates carried out visits to nearly 900 prisoners in 41 places of detention. He says the Red Cross transmitted hundreds of messages between the detainees and their families. He says delegates also are visiting four Sri Lankan sailors and one soldier captured by the Tamil Tigers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.